This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Ah, yes, first time live since, I guess since 2017, yeah. Good evening, Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everybody had a very good Merry Christmas as well. I'm still trying to be as politically correct, incorrect as I can be, excuse me. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, I have the busy throat because I have been sick, but we're going to go because it's been long enough. It has been long enough. Now, if you thought that 2016 was full of liberal foolishness, just wait till you get a load of 2017. The progressives are entering this year terrified that Trump is going to continue to run circles around them. And their epic meltdown that they're in the middle of right now is going to get more epically meltdownier. They've been shrill, they've been stupid, and very annoying for the last 2 months. And brace yourself for the next 12. Because fear is about to set in, and it's about to make them go nuts. Not the fear that Trump will be a failure, but this, what is for them, gut-wrenching, mind-numbing fear that he will be successful. And, well, let's take a couple of things into account just to go forward with. Let's think about who he has shown himself to be. Sure, he's vulgar, which is fine. I have no problem with him being vulgar. And his knowledge of traditional conservatism is limited, thankfully. I don't want him to be a traditional politician. What he is he's a competitor. He is a competitor. And if he's stupid, like the liberals say, then what does that make the liberals, who Trump keeps beating so enthusiastically? This guy's background is as a property developer, and if he does not deliver what he promises, the buyer won't take occupancy and he loses money. And he knows from his own experience and the painful experience of the follow-through free GOP that the way to win is to deliver on his promises. Now, for those, there may be some of you out there that this may ruffle your conserva feathers. But Trump, let's look at a couple of things he's already done. He promised to keep carrier in the United States, and he did. As promised, the market is in the stratosphere, and consumer confidence actually exists again. He promised to nominate conservatives, and he did. Do you think that Jeb Bush would have had a guy in his cabinet propose named Mad Dog? Do you think that there would be activists right now aching to burn their own useless agencies to the ground if Jeb Bush were the president-elect? Right now, the new thing that I'm hearing, which is interesting, is that he's not going to do anything about illegals, and he'll never repeal Obamacare. These are the same people that thought that he couldn't win. These are the same people that think he's going to start all of a sudden playing by the rules when he's been making them up as he's going along. Donald Trump is not going to dance with the ones who are out there trying to tell him what to do. He's going to dance with the ones that brought him to the dance. And then after he gets done dancing with them, he's going to take them back to the limo. This is a man who is interested in pleasing his constituency, you know, and therefore his electorate. He's going to try to please the people who elected him, not the urban great people who write for or read the New York Times or the Washington Post. Only a combined total of 1 million altogether out of both of those newspapers. He knows they will never stop loathing him, even if he somehow simultaneously cures cancer, brings world peace, and convinces Coldplay to disband, which I would be happy for. No, he's going to do what he said he was going to do. I expect when we hear the name of his Supreme Court nominee, there's going to be a lot of conservatives in America who are going to maybe be looking for a cigarette and a cuddle. A little afterglow for them. And the left is going to keep freaking out. And it may take well beyond the next 12 months for those losers to realize that it's just not working, that they hit rock bottom, and somehow, for some stupid reason, they continue to dig. This whole Russian hacking thing. I'm glad that all of these these Joe McCarthy come latelys have finally decided that Russians are bad. It would have been nice if they'd realized that back when I was waiting to die in place in West Germany in the late 80s. While these same jerks were buying into the original Russian political hack. Now the old meme was that us stupid Neanderthals who don't shop at Whole Foods, and I actually do. Just because of certain cuts they carry. But everybody else, I'm sure they'd be shocked to find out that I do. And they probably think I'm too stupid to know what's good for me. And they think that we vote for Republicans because of guns and Jesus. What the left doesn't understand, what the liberals don't understand, what the progressives don't understand is that normal people think guns and Jesus are two pretty damn good voting criteria. So their new theory, as I understand it, because it seems coherence challenged to me, is that the Russians somehow forced us to vote for Trump by releasing authentic emails that revealed the depths of the Democrat perfidy in the media's Clinton collaboration. Basically, it was unfair for the Russians to tell us the truth about the Democrats, and their media minions wanted to deny us. When it all came out, well, that was bad. And that hacked the election. And Trump is insufficiently mad about Hillary and company not being able to effectively hide their web of corruption and lies, thanks to John Podesta not understanding that you don't click the link on the email from the oil minister of Nigeria, Crown Prince Goodfellow Scammo Scammer. I bet the discussions at the Michigan Union Halls and the Pennsylvania VFWs went something like this. You know, Mitch, with the economy so good and America so respected in the world, I was totally going to support Hillary continuing Obama's work. But then I found out that Donna Brazile was feeding her CNN debate questions. Also, until Comey reminded me, I'd totally forgotten that FBI was under FBI investigation for doing what would have gotten me sent to Leavenworth if I'd done it when I was in the Navy. So despite loving all the Democrat policies that have made our lives a paradise, especially the idea of a law allowing grown men in dresses to loiter in between young ladies' restrooms, a lot of people decided at that point to vote for Trump. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Duck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Quite obviously out of practice. I apologize for that. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition.
wants and desires.
And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Looming on the horizon for Ms. Merkel in Europe, you know, there's this realization that there's no Islamic country that is taking in Palestinians at all. Nor any refugees in the Middle East or North Africa. None of the other Islamic countries will deed the Palestinians any unused land. They want Islam to eradicate Israel's very existence, and they make no secret of this. So instead of assisting refugees, they opt for the West's submission to Hijra, or spreading Islam through migration. And they rely on the moral narcissism of Europe, led by Angela Merkel. Merkel's New Year's Eve speech is insight to what we can expect in the future. Her nation is both under attack in the midst of a revolution, or it's in the midst of a revolution that seeks to undo the submission to Islam her administration has facilitated. For security in Cologne, politicians had to hire Muslim security guards on New Year's Eve 2015. But on New Year's 2016, they protected Germany by barring a peaceful march by those who disagree with Merkel. By following the pattern of absurdity, we may predict what comes next. In 2015, Merkel took front and center to become the greatest woman and leader in Europe when she said, "We will take them all, regardless of the cost to her own nation or the nations of Europe." She nullified the refugee agreement and brought a torrent of Islamists from the Middle East and North Africa whose own ideology is to conquer Europe. She was hailed throughout the world by the political elite in the mainstream media. And now she's running for re-election. So what is up for the encore? Well, she could offer a two-state solution. Merkel and the EU in general can demonstrate their compassion to the Islamic world by ceding lands that are already de facto under Islamic control and come out to show Israel and the world, by example, how to obtain quote-unquote peace with Islam. She has already taught European children what it is like to live a normal life where the military must stand guard over Jewish and Christian houses of worship and schools and businesses, as well as the great monuments of European culture, which are all specific targets of Islamists. She's taught European children what it's like to grow up in an Islamic nation living under the incessant threat of violence, fearful of insulting the ideology, whether by appearance, which means women with their heads showing, or music, or art, or literature, or education. But what could possibly be next? What comes after that? She needs another grand gesture to reaffirm European supremacy. So, where would you begin to demonstrate this new road to peace? Right now, there's various governments in Europe that have a grand, more than 900 no-go zones. Because of Islamic people living there. And this should not really be a difficult choice. Molenbeek, Marseille, Birmingham, Nantes. I mean, so many others. So if I'm to guess, based upon Merkel's personality, the land will be outside the border of Germany. She does not mind imposing upon others, of course. Now, the expense would not change. In many locales, Islamists do not work, but they live off of the European taxpayer, fulfilling their belief that it is their due that their ideology calls for. Yielding sovereign land to them would not necessarily cost taxpayers much more. There are few Europeans who will have to sacrifice their homes for the greater good, which might help ease the guilt of national socialism and European imperialism so often incited by Islamic historical revisionists. The results are predictable, making haste toward the inevitable civil war, preceded only by the short-lived honeymoon of celebration. You see, Islam is a supremacist criminal ideology, and they're never going to be satisfied. Even when a land is 100% under their control, the violence continues. With Iran's newfound ransom cash, importing military weapons into one of those two-state solution enclaves would come under sovereign privacy, which is supported, of course, by the UN. Such a grand gesture might be what it takes to finally awaken those who slumber in London and Paris and Berlin, giving voice to the courage of Geert Wilders. While these European nests are well-feathered, they may bicker about having 52 genders or compete as to who is the most moral, more tolerant, and the most offended. But when the realities of war, real war, return to Europe, survival instincts will displace this absurdity and this illogical mindset. The problem here is that the Islamists believe they should be given whatever they want, or, you know, they try to take it, but they, you know, it doesn't know. Even ISIS is falling back right now to a certain degree. They believe that this is what Islam calls for. Now, right now, a lot of Europe has been intimidated. Although in Sweden, I believe they're beginning to stand up, which they should. We're about to stand up, which we should. I'm not, you know, I'm watching with amusement some of this stuff that's going on with the left, all of these claims they're going to make with the left and everything. But we're going to see where it goes. And what, we have 18 days till the inauguration. So in a little more than 2 weeks, Obama's out, and everything changes. Everything changes, and we'll see what we see. But Europe is either going to fall or they're going to fight back. And if Merkel gets out there and actually did a two-state solution or something, or gave up any more to them, I think we would see there would be a big danger. You're already starting to see places where the locals just won't take anymore, and they start chasing these guys all over the place. So don't be surprised if all of a sudden we hear about some sort of unrest happening in Europe. When we get back, we're going to look at a corrupt politician exposed.
A gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
From the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. The phrase sanctuary city should be redundant. Cities should be a sanctuary for their citizens, period. The surrounding walls of a community kept inhabitants safe from marauding tribes in the Middle Ages. To this day, Vatican City has its ancient surroundings. Israel has a fence with a cement wall in key sections to protect their citizenry from Islamic terrorists and West Bank agitators. And those cities are safe, or at least safer, because of this. American citizens, though, are finding less safety in their cities. In California with a K, there's at least 35, count them, sanctuary cities in the lawless sense. Illegal aliens can live and work in these areas and not worry about local enforcement cooperating with federal immigration authorities to deport them. You might ask how that's working out for them. You could ask Maria Espinoza of the Remembrance Project and the thousands of American lives lost to illegal aliens, murderers, drunk drivers, rapists who found safe haven on American streets. Sanctuary cities are, in fact, Orwellian nonsense writ large. There is no safety, there is no security, and they undermine the very concept of city, which exists to serve and protect citizens. In urban centers across the country, the very concept of city has been notoriously abused. Chicago, along with L.A. and New York City, have brazenly announced their sanctuary city status. Windy City Mayor Rahm Emanuel comforted the illegals in his midst that he would do everything possible to shield them against deportation. Now, it's too bad that many of the residents, legal or not, get shot by gangbangers and the mafia interests. In L.A., there's this abandoned warehouse which is burned to the core, where five Americans died in a fire set by an illegal. He faces capital murder charges, but he never should have been there. In New York City and its environs, local residents have sounded the alarm against legal protections for illegal aliens. Just think about how stupid that sounds, just to say that. At the expense of law-abiding citizens. Reminder to the municipal governance and their employees, the law-abiding taxpayers are paying the salaries and pensions of peace officers. They should be protecting citizens in their own cities. Citizen is a form of the word city. Yeah? Citizen, city, yeah. Is that really a hard concept to get? Now, I find it refreshing when people like Ann Coulter and Michelle Malkin and the rest of the conservative phalanx praised Trump's hardline stances on immigration. And it's about time that we, as a country, started caring about our fellow man, isn't it? Our fellow countrymen here, and ladies, and everybody, children, everybody. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared his full intention to sign all legislation that will defund sanctuary cities. He should have signed a similar bill, but better late than never. Scott Walker in Wisconsin will soon have a similar bill on his desk. Outgoing Governor Pat McCrory of North Carolina, he signed a similar bill. In California, the feckless, reckless, dangerous Democrats are busy readying the ramparts to protect the illegal aliens from the coming Trump administration, which is laughable. What you see in play now is the ghosts of the Confederates' past. The elites have banned firearms. They have reduced the powers of the National Guard and local law enforcement to do their jobs. What are they going to do if Trump directs the National Guard to key cities, deposing rogue city council members in order to enforce federal immigration law? Now, that would be a sight to see. Now, there are others saying, we will fight in the streets. And my first question is, with what? The Bay Area snobs and the L.A. anti-social injustice warriors only have signs and banners and some lattes from Starbucks. Not much in the way of fighting a rebellion. Then there's illegal immigration's patron saint, Ricardo Lara. He's part of the California political machine. He boasted that he would fight in the streets before allowing one illegal to be removed. He better lose some weight first. He's probably going to need to do some workout. He needs to go to that. What's the name of that fitness place where they say they don't judge? What is it? Anytime Fitness. Yeah, go there where they don't judge you. That's a fantasy. I mean, I know from experience about that kind of stuff. It used to be that we could walk around going, we the people. Now, we should probably be saying, we the rising people. Now, I myself can't wait for Trump to flip the switch. I can't wait to see the federal funding to those cities as a beginning to be cut off, to those sanctuary cities. Now, California has a very corrupt political class, and they refuse to learn their lesson, like all leftists. Right now, they're out there threatening everybody with water guns. And they're defying federal authorities, ensuring meager funding to protect their voting base. And in California, illegal aliens are registered to vote, especially now that California residents can register to vote online or receive automatic registration with a new driver's license, which they issue to illegals. And then there's this development. A locally elected officials are scrambling to add their cities to the sanctuary city list. They believe strength in numbers would have worked against Trump. Yeah. We get this newly elected councilman, Rafael Trujillo. He is the puppet of amnesty pandering Congressman Norma Torres. And he was waiting for the constituents he intended to plot to become a sanctuary city. And then a lot of people went to that meeting that didn't want to be a sanctuary city, where he denied any knowledge about the meeting. His secret meeting was upended, and the citizen journalist followed his big butt walking around the City Hall campus. They were asking answers. They demanded answers. Members of the groups who had lost loved ones to illegal aliens confronted him about this. And he sputtered that he had not expected so many people to show up. He called the police. Five law enforcement officers showed up and informed him that they had every right to question him. Oh, well. Even the media that was coming to write a little puff piece about that, they turned around and left. Guess what's coming, leftists? What is coming? Trump is going to be inaugurated in 18 days. Despite everything he tried, he's going to be inaugurated. Now, when we get back, the EPA is talking to Alaskans and saying, you may not be able to burn wood to stay warm. We'll be right back.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookster on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then. In the Alaskan interior, the winter can be brutal. You've got temperatures dropping below zero, burning wood for a lot of these people that live out there. A lot of people move to Alaska to get out there. They don't want to live in a city. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to be part of the grid. They want to live out there in the rough. Burning wood is the only viable way for them in these rather desolate areas to stay warm. Enter the government. They think this is a problem concerning small particle pollution. In fact, the EPA is so concerned that they're mulling fining people who burn wood to stay warm. John Daniel Davidson is a senior correspondent for The Federalist and Alaskan Native. He had more. If only the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. knew what the wolf dog knew. But alas, now comes the federal government to tell the inhabitants of Alaska's interior that really, they should not be building fires to keep themselves warm during the winter. The New York Times reports the Environmental Protection Agency could soon declare the Alaskan cities of Fairbanks and North Pole, which have a combined population of about 100,000, in serious noncompliance of the Clean Air Act early this year. Like most people in Alaska, the residents of those frozen cities are burning wood to keep themselves warm this winter. Smoke from wood-burning stoves increases small particle pollution, which settles in low-lying areas and can be breathed in. EPA thinks that's a big problem. 8 years ago, the agency ruled that wide swaths of the most densely populated parts of the region were in non-attainment of federal air quality standards. That prompted state and local authorities to look for ways to cut down on pollution from wood-burning stoves, including the possibility of fining residents who burn wood. After all, a declaration of non-compliance from the EPA would have enormous economic implications for the region, like the loss of federal transportation funding. The problem is that there's no replacement for wood-burning stoves in Alaska's interior. Heating oil is too expensive for a lot of people, and natural gas isn't available, so they got to burn something. What this boils down to here is that this is a ridiculous situation. The EPA has no business telling Alaskans they shouldn't burn wood to keep warm in the depths of winter. For one thing, concern over air pollution from wood smoke is misplaced. The high levels of particulate matter in places like Fairbanks in January are not the same thing as smog in L.A. The areas affected by pollution from wood stoves are relatively small because they're the result of something called inversion. At minus 30 Fahrenheit, smoke doesn't rise. It drops down to ground level and settles in low-lying areas. But that doesn't happen citywide. It happens in a single block or street. Now, hopefully, Trump will come in and take over January the 20th, and he will do something about this. Like maybe, I don't know, take the EPA and start slapping them around a little bit. I like that idea. I like that idea. Now then, President Obama, he was out there the other day. He was at the UN. He had this, let me see if I got this turned up. Yeah, I got that turned up. So he had this to say.
But we have to put our money where our mouths are. And we can only realize the promise of this institution's founding to replace the ravages of war with cooperation if powerful nations like my own accept constraints. Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country for professing a belief in international norms and multilateral institutions, but I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term enhances our security. And I think
that's what he had to say at the UN. Now, most of us are very excited with Trump's inauguration day just around the corner. I've had enough of Obama's policies, and I've had enough of a weakened America. I've had enough of our military being weakened. I've had enough of looking weak among the nations around the world. Not that Obama cares. You know, when I say that, that's actually two words, not the Affordable Care Act I'm referring to. He's the one that supported the Affordable Care Act, and he wanted a one-world government, just like pantsuit. But he said, I'm convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to defend ourselves, enhances our security. And to that I say, what the hell? The United Nations has one goal, globalization. The United Nations' only intention is to bring about new world and economic order, support an international system of governance like, you know, Starfleet. UN doesn't exist to help the world. The UN has failed to protect those who really need protections. They haven't stopped any genocides or wars anywhere since they've been in existence. They're about global control. They want to remove guns, disarm citizens, and in America, that's unconstitutional. We were founded on the Constitution. In America, we have the Second Amendment, but the UN doesn't want that. And they want one world government, no borders. He doesn't. And Obama didn't care about how many illegals he brought in. He just wanted more. The more, the merrier. It makes our country weaker. Obama was and is a globalist. And he wanted Americans to surrender the U.S. to the U.N. He wanted America to give up our freedoms to achieve U.N. goals. And I'm being completely serious about that. You just heard him say that. This is not something he thought you would ever hear. They want us to dissolve our sovereignty, and we want, you know, let's have a new world order. And he wanted America to give up freedoms to become part of the one world government. He still sort of harbors, I think, this idea that he might become the Secretary General of the UN and then try to turn that into the, you know, the omnipotent thing that he wants it to be, and then become president of the world. So, this guy's, he's on a tear right now on his way out the door. And he is going his way out the door. I would, you know, we could sit back and say, we got to stop this. We got to stop this. But we have stopped it. Not necessarily the way I would have liked to have seen it stopped. I would have liked to have seen it stopped, I don't know, 4.5 years ago. But that's beside the point. It stopped. That has been arrested. That these, all of these, all of this forward momentum. Picking Trump over Clinton changed things. Clinton would have accelerated the path to the one world government. Trump is going to take us away from it. Trump wants to be the president for the next 8 years. He's going to do what he can to make everybody happy. This is what property developers do. That's what we've got for a president, a property developer. And now what he wants to do, what his plan is to develop the United States into something great again. All he needs is a little bit of time and a whole lot of support. We can give that to him. We're about to flip into the next hour. When we get back, we will continue on with the first rant of 2017 by making guns great again. And we'll get back on the national recognition slant that I've been on since I don't know how long. But in any event, you are listening to Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.